Tom Brady and Drew Brees say they'll play into their 40s. My question to you, Charles, are you still going to be pick-sixing at 50?
Well, first of all, Jim, I'm a young 39 and not an old 39. And if you watch that second interception in the game, I swooped through the air like a Carrico. If you don't know what a Carrico is, look it up. So I have at least 10 years left in me so I can get to 50.
So Charles Woodson making the rounds on CBS during the bye week. It's always fun to see his face on camera, but also to hear what he had to say. He's playing until he's 50.
Well, hey, listen, right now you wouldn't put anything past him, what he's been able to do at 39. So I'm just happy with where he is right now.
Yeah, he's obviously discovered the fountain of youth. Wasn't there a time when you were around that age, maybe a little bit younger, where you thought that you were going to come back and play?
Yes.
How'd that one work out?
No, I was wise to stay away.
So did you enjoy the bye week? How was it?
Did you relax
it was great. A little bit?
Got to see the family. I got all my kids together, which is rare, and got to see them, spend time with them, and come back rested and ready to roll.
The bye week is always interesting. I'm sure you viewed it differently as a player than as a coach. As a player, you can't wait for the bye week because you do get a little bit of a break. But as a coach, do you approach it differently? Because some teams maybe lose some steam or some momentum, or you got to get your team hungrier again.
You know, you take it for what it is. You know, for us, it was an excellent time for us to, you know, get our a few guys that were banged up healthier, and so we come out of the bye week certainly a healthier football team. That's a good thing, and that gives you a chance to kind of reflect on what was over the first part of the year, whatever that was. And for us, it was five games, and you know, some good things, some things we know we'll be better at, and excited to get started going forward.
So Justin Tuck won't be back. That's obviously some news that fans don't want to hear. Just talk about the impact of Justin Tuck. He's obviously around here, but not having him out there on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you're losing, you know, a great veteran presence for us. He provided a lot of inside pass rush, and we'll miss him. But, you know, the one thing about it is he was elected captain. They respect his voice. I've asked him, please stay around, be a part of the football team. We're counting on you. He said, I'm in, you know, anything I can do. So he'll be around. He just won't be on the field on Sundays.
I feel like every week we sit down and you're either facing someone that you played with or someone that you've coached with. And that's the case this week against the Chargers and Mike McCoy. What type of coach are you going up against?
Yeah, that's what happens when you spend 30 years in this
league.
So. Yeah, Mike, he's a good coach. You know, we worked together in Carolina and then again in Denver. And I know the way he prepares his team. He knows the way we prepare. So from that standpoint, we know that both teams will be well coached and ready to roll. And so we're looking forward to a heck of a game. They've got a great offense right now rolling along, and we've got our work cut out for us.
What would you say is your biggest challenge this week in facing the Chargers?
Really, it's just go down and play good football. You know, we've got a good football team. It's really, at for us as a younger team, we need these kind of wins to start to believe. You know, you've got to get on a roll. In order to get on a roll, you've got to win one. And we've got to win this next one. It's a division game. It's next. And it's the beginning of a good stretch of football where we need to play really well.
Look at your rookies as we get to week 7 here and the progression that they've made throughout the season. What stands out to you?
Which one?
Yeah, pick your poison, right?
It starts with Amari. Obviously, is our number one. He's off to a terrific start. He's going to be a really good football player. That nothing's really changed there, right? We felt like that was the case when he came in. The way he approached it, very mature, very skilled, and he's been exactly that.
Clive Walford, I mean, big plays in the last game. What can we expect from him moving forward?
Well, we're looking to get more. I mean, obviously, you know, he was taken early because we think he's a really good football player. Some of the designs we had for him kind of got shelved because he wasn't available. Now he's back and available, getting into the flow of things, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of Clive.
What about Nyron Ball and the increased workload for him?
Yeah, the two guys on defense, young guys, rookies that are playing a lot right now, Mario Edwards is going to be starting in place of Justin Tuck, and Mario has actually earned that. He's really playing well. And then Nyron Ball played in sub packages 2 weeks ago and did very well, and he'll continue to get extended time.
All right, speaking of Nyron Ball, he is going to join us next on the Silver and Black Show to share his remarkable journey to the NFL.
I went through it, and they did the radiation, and I had to wait a year, a whole year, and it was gone.